Katrina, hi. I'm good. Yeah, not bad. Yeah.
Are you all
busy
set
rehearsing
for...
the Mousetrap?
Oh, you're busy. Yeah. Are you in rehearsals
Second
right
day
now?
Rehearsal.
Oh God, how's it going?
Yeah, going good. Yeah, good cast and getting on all right. Yeah.
Yeah, and remembering your lines and everything.
But, well, pretty much, you know, rehearsals are like, you know, that's what it's all about. Getting it all in your head, you know. Yeah.
No, you
yeah.
see, I'd be terrible. Yeah. This job that you do would be an absolute disaster for me because I can barely remember my own name at times. So if I was up on the stage, yeah. there would be no show. That's the problem.
People say, how do you remember your lines? It's like laborious, really. It's like learning to play an instrument.
Is it,
you
yeah?
keep going over and over and over. Repetition, you know. But yeah. then when you start to do the moves on stage, like the blocking, as they call it, that helps them to go in because you associate a certain line with a certain move. So, yeah,
oh,
apart from that, I'd just spend days with a card and you mark off the script with a marker pen, you know, and go up and down the page. To the next page, and I go back to the first page and so on. It's just like studying for an exam, really.
Is there a director standing there shouting at you? You got that line wrong. Do it again.
No, she's very pleasant, Denise. Yeah, a lovely director called Denise Silverfield, yeah, lady director. She's really good. She's pretty calm, yeah.
Well, isn't it nice to be doing theatre? Because, I mean, you've had such a varied career. I think everybody, we have to mention it. Nasty Nick Cotton from EastEnders, you played for so many years. Will you do me a favour? Will you say, hello, Ma?
You want me to say, hello Ma?
Hello, yeah. Ma, like you always did to poorl.com.
No, just do it. I'll do it again if you want.
Go on.
Hello, Ma.
Hello,
yeah.
Ma.
There you go. You got it, yeah. Done. I'm not doing it three times.
You were always turning up. Unannounced, creating havoc for a God lover. And just speaking of poor old June Brown, who passed away only this year, she was an incredible woman. Did you ever see her on when she did Graham Norton that time and she was on with Lady Gaga?
I did.
And
of course,
like,
yeah.
She like struck up this friendship with Lady Gaga. How do you do that?
I know. I think that Lady Gaga invited her out for a night on the town afterwards.
Yeah.
But June couldn't do it because she was working the next day.
But otherwise, she
really
probably
well.
Would have, would she? Would she be the type now? She probably
yeah,
would have
yeah.
gone
she
out in the town.
She hadn't been working. Yeah, she'd been professional, so she'd turn it down. Yeah, that's a classic, isn't it? It's a classic. And two sort of worlds apart, you'd think. But both quite sort of eccentric in their own way.
Yeah. They were great days, weren't they? You must have had some great memories, though, did you, during that time? I mean, you were in and out of EastEnders for a long time.
Yeah, in and out. So I wasn't actually in there for that many years, really, over a period of 35. So I was probably, I guess he made his mark there, you know. And the people always knew something was going to happen when he came back. Fun lies to God that he'd been converted to Christianity one time. They had a vision on the prison wall. Of Doc believed all that. And Nick died having the highest murder count on the programme. So there you go.
When you're an actor, John, is it a pain in the backside when people say to you, like, oh, there's your man from EastEnders? Or does that kind of come with it? Because obviously, you know, when people are watching you on the telly day in, day out, they think they know you.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just part of the game, really. Mm. I think some actors try and avoid it, but I like to kind of fun with it, you know. Sort of.
Yeah, run with it. Funnily enough, one of your colleagues, Adam Mudgett, was on the show with me there last weekend. I don't think
was he?
Yeah. I don't think he liked me, John. I don't think he liked me one bit.
He didn't like you?
I know,
oh, dear. What did you say to him?
I asked him about Ian Beale. I don't think he wants to talk about Ian Beale at all.
Well, you can't ignore it. I've known people come out of the... I call it the dead enders, actually. And I've known people come out of it and they refer to it as the soap. But you can't... You know, people should be grateful for it. So many actors come into the business from drama school and they get nowhere and then they're driving a bus at the age of 30, you know. It is tough, you know. I started in stage management. I didn't go to drama school. Kind of worked my way up, if you like. You know.
Did you? So you were behind the scenes at one point. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I was behind the scenes in the beginning, in Leeds up in Yorkshire, yeah. It was a great job, too, because I was getting to see all these shows. It was a touring theatre. All these different shows came through. A lovely story about Leeds is I was like, you know, back in the day, it was about 1970. I suppose I was like in 1976. I'd be working in, you know, my jeans and t-shirt, and we'd, you know, be moving the scenery and loading the trucks up and all that. And the manager then was the same manager that I went back there many years later. I must have been over 20 years later, and I was in Chicago the musical, and I went up and I did one of the, I don't know if you know about the flies, it's when you pull the scenery in and out on a rope, simply speaking, you know.
Yeah.
And so I actually went up there in my costume and did a fly cue, pulled out from a doors of Francis World Time. And the manager came around to see me in the number one dressing room. So that was quite a turnabout, actually.
That's crazy. You know, so isn't it great, though, that you know
nice
what
feeling.
Goes on behind the scenes and everything, though, as well? It's good to kind of have all those skills. Yeah. So come
well,
here.
I think a lot of actors don't, but I think they should do, actually, because it's quite dangerous, too, back there. You know, you've got to be careful.
Yeah. I don't like to dwell on people's ages, but you put it on social media yourself because you were talking about the Queen and, you know, how she has been Queen the entire time since you've been born. So you're 70 now, John. Yes. I can't believe that you're that age. That's incredible.
I've got my mother's genes, I think.
Yeah.
She was 96 when she died. She was about 85, you know. So I don't know. Yeah, maybe I'm lucky. Yeah.
So you've no plans to retire. You're just like, keep on going and doing more and touring and everything.
Yeah. I don't think actors do retire. A lot of people in the business don't retire, either, you know. And musicians as well, especially.
Because
you know,
you're a singer as well and a musician, aren't you?
Yes. I've got an album out there, self-penned, under Johnny Altman, because there's another John Altman who's a musician. So there's a CD out there. You can check out on YouTube, yeah?
Good man. Give it a plug there.
Yeah, I am.
Absolutely.
My biography is out on Audible. Isn't that Audible? Yes. You know that Audible?
It's an
audio book channel. I spent about 6 days recording all that in a small studio in Essex. No, it was hard work, actually. Yeah. Like in a box, reading your own book for hours and hours.
I know. Sure, I have to do that kind of work myself. It's hard. It's tedious.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, you know the one. Headphones on and off you go. I mean, it feels like the headphones just welded onto your ears by the end of the day.
Yeah, and you get sick of listening to yourself, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, look, so Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. So are you allowed to tell us who you play, or is that kind of top secret?
Yeah, I just told you. This is an Italian called Mr. Pallavicini. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's the last one to arrive because his Rolls Royce ran into a snowdrift. Yeah, so...
Oh.
Have a speaker this way, you know.
Oh, I see.
They're very different from a TV character.
Well, look, so, we will see. Yeah. You're going to be in Dublin, so the dates are the Gaiety between the 3rd and the 15th of October.
Apparently, yes.
Yeah.
I love it over there. Yeah, I've been over there a few times to Dublin, and last time I got off a cruise ship and had a look around, so...
The only thing I'll have to tell you, you won't get down Grafton Street without people stopping you for a photograph, so be warned.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, but what the heck, yeah. It's all part of the business, really. It's like being the local priest, you know. Everybody wants to have a chat.
You should start saying to them, I'll do a selfie with you, but it's going to cost you 20 quid. You'll be a rich man by the time you get to the end of the street.
Five at a time, yeah.
That's it.
Good, yeah.
Best of luck, and we'll see you when you come to Dublin. Thanks a million.
Okay, thanks for the plug.
See you.
And come and see us, yeah.